Welcome back to Commodity Classic. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. I'm so excited. Amy France is sitting next to me. She is the chairwoman of the National Sorghum. And first of all, how can this be your last board meeting coming up here at Commodity Classic? It just seems like all the interviews we've done, there's been a lot of them. But how did this year go by so fast?
I don't know. And I didn't even think about that until we started talking. But yes, this will be my final classic as chair. And it has been an honor and a privilege. I mean, there's nothing better than being able to represent, you know, our producers. So I'm not done yet. It's just my last commodity classic as chairman.
Exactly. So for you, let's look back on this year, because you've had a lot of interesting things that have happened, a lot of growth opportunities for sorghum to step in, and the demand that's continued to grow from people now seeing it not just as a buffer crop, but an actual crop.
It is. And it's such an exciting time to be in the world of sorghum. We start out with heading to India last January and really seeing firsthand what that country needed. And we saw that they needed sorghum for their poultry feeders. And now seeing this a year later, and let me add a little bit of context there, that has been a relationship being built for years, NSP, our checkoff, as well as Grains Council, for years. But to see that happen, to have some, you know, that historic trade agreement, we don't have vessels on the water yet, and that will be true celebration. But that was huge. Still talking about getting a complete farm bill done. We did get a lot done in the One Big Beautiful Bill, but there's still things to be done, and we need to get that across the finish line so we can, you know, kind of wipe our hands of that and move on, and providing certainty. Gosh, E15, still pushing for that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm starting to see a little bit of this momentum as far as we hear sorghum being talked about more and more on the Hill. First time probably I ever have known to see the secretary and the president tweet or truth about sorghum. I mean, that's a win too. So you've got to really look at the whole broad spectrum, and that's one, is to see the momentum and the conversation about sorghum where it should have been all along, but we're finally getting it there.
Amy, how exciting for you during Commodity Classic to take the stage with all the other commodities and say, hey, look what sorghum has done in the last year, and look at the growth and opportunities that are still in front of us.
It's incredible. Yeah. And, you know, that's visiting earlier in another interview, the things that sorghum can do. We have an actual seat at your kitchen table with our human consumption. We can feed your pets. We can feed your livestock. We grow. We're a sustainable crop that uses less input, especially in today when times are tight, as well as producing more with less water. I mean, tell me something sorghum can't do. I think it's pretty tough to find.
Especially when you look at right now, currently the drought map, Nebraska, Kansas is starting to pick up on it, Oklahoma, Texas. It is very dry. What a wonderful drought-tolerant crop that can be planted.
Yeah, we're excited to see what that looks like. Not that we ever want to be in drought, and sorghum still needs water, but yes, it is a crop that you can depend on with a lack of water and rainfall. I always say, my father-in-law said, planting sorghum was the only thing that kept him from losing the entire farm in the 80s. And certainly in some difficult times, so we think that will be considered in planning decisions coming up.
Let's also talk about what the importance of this year is, because it is the United Nations saying this is the year of the woman farmer. And I love how they're putting women in agriculture on a pedestal like they should be, but to really showcase this is the things women do within agriculture, whether they're farming crops, they're farming, raising livestock. It's a great opportunity to showcase us.
It is. And, you know, been surrounded by some incredible leaders, and I'm really proud of sorghum and how they've identified those as well. You know, we had past chairman Verdi Ulibarri with Grains Council. Currently, we have Kim Baldwin, who is our chairman of our checkoff, and as well as also having women on our legislative committee. And so we've identified these leaders that are doing incredible things on their farm to support and and to keep this momentum going to the next generation as well. So it's exciting to see, and I'm really excited to be able to celebrate the other incredible women in agriculture.
And it does bring it to new light to some of the younger generations that there are so many things that they can do in ag.
There are, yeah, there's opportunity. And I always say to, you know, my girls, I'm like, you don't have to drive the tractor to make a difference in agriculture. We need you driving policy. We need you in accounting. We need you in legal. You know, we need all hands on deck to make our farm go to the next year.
As we wrap up our conversation, Amy, I do have to ask, what do you see as some of the hurdles coming into this next year? As you step down as a role of chair, but what do you see for sorghum coming in the next year? Are there some hurdles? Or are there some bigger opportunities that are headed their way?
I like that. You know, hurdles lead to the finish line.
Absolutely.
And that's what I think we're really looking at. We do have hurdles. We do have several things we need to get across the finish line. We need that, you know, that E15. It's got to be done. It's a no-brainer. It moves bushels. We had a wonderful crop. Let's get those bushels moving. Let's help the consumer at the fuel pump. No-brainer. Cost government nothing. Let's get that done. We need to get Farm Bill done so we can be done with that. Let's give that certainty. We do need solid trade agreements to be able to move these bushels. And again, that certainty. Agriculture, we revolve around uncertainty every single year. We don't know what's coming up. But let's give our farmers something, and not something that I think we're still pushing to clear those hurdles and to cross the finish line.
Well, Amy, congratulations to you for a wonderful year as chairwoman, and I look forward to seeing where the next adventures take you. I'm sure we'll still be talking.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you, Susan.
Amy France joining us, who is chairwoman of the National Sorghum Producers. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.